We start the hour with Arrows on a Public Service. APS and its parent company, Pinnacle West, were heavily involved in the 2016 campaign season, investing money in certain candidates in specific races. And it's commonly believed APS was just as engaged in the 2014 races, even those involving its potential regulators on the Arizona Corporation Commission. But there isn't any official evidence about 2014. Now APS has come out publicly to say it'll remain involved in political campaigns going forward, but it'll also be more open about its contributions. No one from APS would talk to us, but APS spokesperson Anna Stewart sent a statement which reads in part, "On Friday, we released a final comprehensive report of the company's 2016 political contributions. Those contributions and our political participation policy are posted to our website for public review. This voluntary report goes beyond our legal requirements to provide additional information about our contributions. We've also updated our policy to strengthen our commitment to transparency." The statement continues, "Pinnacle West supports organizations and issues that further our mission of creating a sustainable energy future for Arizona. 2016 was a challenging political year, with out-of-state interests keen on taking advantage of Arizona electricity customers through ballot initiatives and at the polls. Our efforts were focused on not allowing that to happen. As always, all contributions were funded by the shareholders of Pinnacle West and not by APS customers." Again, that was a statement we received from APS spokesperson Anna Stewart. One person who has followed APS's political contributions closely is public interest attorney Tom Ryan, and he's with me. Tom, are you pleased APS is attempting to be more transparent, or are you underwhelmed?
Worse than underwhelmed. I'm disappointed because our Corporation Commission is not doing its duty in protecting the ratepayers that APS serves. Transparency is not sufficient. First off, it's not really transparent because they're going to report it in March of the following year. I kind of want to know what candidates APS is funding in the primary and in the general election back in August and November, not in March the following year. That kind of transparency is not helpful to the voters. The second problem here is that when they're taking, you know, $10 million to $15 million in a political cycle, that's not free speech for them. It's the compelled speech of the ratepayers. That money is coming from the profits of the ratepayers who have no choice but to be in that APS monopoly marketplace. And so when you're taking money and putting it against candidates or in favor of candidates that they would not be voting for, you're compelling speech, and that's specifically disapproved of by the U.S. Supreme Court.
We certainly have buzz that APS or Pinnacle West or some arm donated to many other candidates, not just under the Corporation Commission. Does that affect the possibility of any legislative changes?
Absolutely. APS has been involved in so many different political races in the state of Arizona, not just the Corporation Commission, but the Secretary of State's position, legislative races, the Attorney General race, for example. They've done a very good job of eliminating opposition, and their transparency on political campaign funding, it's just a faux transparency. It's not real transparency. They gutted our strict anti-conflict of interest law for the Arizona Corporation Commission. That was Title 41-101. And the problem is we don't have anybody at the state legislature with the power or the will to reinstate conflict of interest laws, real political transparency in the political funding arena. I don't see it happening anytime soon with the current makeup of our state legislature and the Ninth Floor.
So the one corporation commissioner who has been fighting APS on this is Bob Burns, and yet a lot of Burns' efforts have been countered by certainly a majority of his colleagues on the commission. Does this make life harder, easier, anything for Bob Burns, the fact that APS is saying this? Are his fellow commissioners now more likely to say, see, they're willing to play ball with you?
Oh, exactly. It makes it harder for Bob Burns for that very reason, you know, that saying, look, APS is playing ball. But here's the problem with that. Number one, we need to know what happened in 2014 when the APS literally bought the candidates, Tom Parisi, Doug Little. We need to know how much money they spent, because there's a huge conflict of interest problem here. Our Supreme Court, the United States Supreme Court, has already ruled that when you have that kind of regulatory capture, they're not allowed to be making decisions on those companies that have put their thumb, their hand, their whole arm on the scale in funding them to get elected.
You're saying that Farisa and Little have no independence because APS contributed to their campaign. There'd be a lot of politicians who say, well, people contribute, doesn't mean I always listen to them.
Fair question. Here's the problem with that. This isn't APS giving $100. This is APS dumping literally millions of dollars into a campaign, something that you or I wouldn't have the capacity to do. That's the difference, and that's what our Supreme Court has said is impermissible. They have a huge conflict of interest problem that nobody's effectively addressing in the courts at this moment.
Public interest attorney Tom Ryan, we've been talking about APS and disclosure of its political contributions.